There's something about a life spent in the presence of God that really tells and testifies to the glory of God. We think of Moses whenever he was on the mountain, communing with God as friend to friend, face to face. And he came down off the mountainside and the scripture says he wist not that his face shone. We have something similar in the New Testament in Acts chapter 4. It says about the ungodly, the council, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marvelled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Back in 1964, the Reverend Duncan Campbell of the Faith Mission was conducting holiness meetings in the town centre here in Lisburn in the old Friends Meeting House. There were two men that were involved that went to the Nazarene Church who were involved in those meetings, a man called Joe Kerr and another man called Willie Collins. Now, Joe Kerr lived here on the Pond Park Road in Lisburn, and I understand he lived in this red house just to my right here behind me. And Duncan Campbell was staying in the home of Joe Kerr for that week of meetings. And there was one day they were eating breakfast together. It's recorded well, and others who knew Joe Kerr personally would have often related this story. They were having breakfast together. And just after breakfast was over, Duncan Campbell retired to his room that he was staying in for prayer to wait upon the Lord. And as he was praying, Joe Kerr was downstairs. And he testified that all of a sudden there was this real sense of the presence of God. He had never experienced anything like it before or even since. He talked about the brightness of God's presence. In fact, he was so conscious of the presence of God within his home that he felt he had to retire and go out into the garden just to get away from the house and just to be alone with God in the garden. And shortly after that, Mr. Campbell came down and talked about how he had really met with God that morning, just as he was reading and praying and seeking God and waiting upon God. And he came down, now this was 1964, and he came down and says, "Joe, I believe that God has spoken to me. I believe," he says, "that Northern Ireland will experience a period of riots followed by revival. Ireland, Northern Ireland especially, will experience a time of riots followed by revival." Duncan Campbell's biographer said that prophecy, if you could call it that, I'm not into signs and wonders or the charismatic movement, but I do believe as well that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And Duncan Campbell's biographer said that first part of that prophecy has been solemnly fulfilled. This land of ours from 1969, 5 years after that statement, entered into what we call the Troubles. Thankfully, to a large degree, we've come out of that time, and we trust that God will be gracious and send us times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. We haven't experienced an awakening. We haven't really experienced a move of the Spirit, but we trust and pray that what God's servant experienced at that time will be our experience. What he believed and had convictions about will be our convictions, that God is the God of revival and God can do great and mighty things, that we too will wait upon the Lord and seek the face of our God and experience times of refreshing from his presence. I trust that you will give yourself to prayer, to waiting upon God if you're a believer. We desperately need a move of the Spirit of God, and let's pray to that end, that God will do it even in this locality, even in this nation of ours, that we will see the wilderness blossom and flourish as a rose.